Paul Warnke has been through, he's in all sorts of treatment, and his last CT scan, though, showed some improvement. I talked to C.H. Long yesterday, and he was telling me that he'd take him to the city yesterday, and that his CT scan showed that the tumors were some improved, and so praise God for that. But I know, just like with Joe, you know, the battle's not over yet, but the battle is the Lord's.
That's right.
And we know that.
That's right.
And then we want to pray for Larry Lane, who is battling cancer, and he's under quite a regimen of chemo. And I'm not sure at all about where Larry stands with the Lord. Now, I know Paul Warnke is a godly man, but I'm not sure about Larry. So let's pray for his soul as well as the cancer. And then I have a praise for rain.
Amen.
I mean, we got a nice
Amen.
Rain in Cheyenne,
yeah.
And it looks like they did every place, so in Western Oklahoma.
Got a little rain across there. Got a little rain. Any others? Okay. Let's pray for these this morning. Father God, we bring Paul to you today, Paul Warnke to you today. He's taking the treatments for his cancer. Lord, that cancer word has been so frightening for so long, for too long. Lord, you're the healer of the small. You're the healer of the great. You're the healer of the big. It doesn't matter to you, Lord. You're the healer of it all. And by your blood and the stripes upon your back, we pray healing right now for Paul. Lord, that you would touch him even as he goes to a CT scan, Lord, and it begins to search throughout that body to find every little spot and shadow. We pray even today, Lord, that there can be a miracle report, a miraculous report given, Lord, that your hand has been extended, your word has been spoken, and fresh life has been added to this man. And Father God, we pray for Larry Lane right now. Father God, I would pray that you would send an angel by his way, someone that is so saturated in the presence of Jesus Christ that there is no rebuttal, there is no refusing of it, but there's just an acceptance of that love, an acceptance of that peace. And let him understand that even though he's battling a disease called cancer, that Jesus is battling a disease called sin. And that sin makes such a difference in our life and keeps us from the destiny of where God wants us to be. Father God, I pray today that this minister, this speaker that can come into his life would just begin to encourage him and advise him and convince him, Lord, to walk that straight and narrow path with you. I pray, Lord, that you lift him up and encourage his family today. Lord, I pray that you overshadow his family today, comfort his family today, create blessings even now for that family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. I'm going to do the announcement first. Thank you. Saturday Night Live Gospel Jamboree, y'all. Get ready. Get your stuff together and let's go. Saturday night, May 14th from 5 to 7. Or until the music stops. Radian First Baptist Church, Falls Creek Fundraiser. All churches and communities are invited to participate. Please bring your musical talents and use them for a good cause. This will be a donation-only fundraiser. You can perform 2 songs per person or group. You must have songs and sign up by May 12th at 5 p.m. Contact Tanya Thompson to sign up at 580-497-6979. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you'd like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. And the Refuge Church, located at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, they are our sponsor for today. They are located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grant's Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
At Bordice and Ford, we think it's better to give than receive. And we're giving thanks to every one of our customers for allowing us to be your Ford dealer for the past 27 years. As the weather is changing, we encourage you to visit our service department if your brakes are squeaking, your heater is struggling, or your vehicle isn't running at top performance. And shop our new and pre-owned inventory with vehicles arriving daily. Experience the Barber Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BarberDysonFord.net.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. Our guest for today is Pastor Kevin Akins, and his title for today is Why Me? The Spirit of Victimization. Back to you, sir.
What an intro. I love this girl. Man, she is on it today. I'm telling you,
it's all the Lord, I promise.
I tell you what I'd like to do right here in the middle of this as we come back into this. I want to go to the Lord in prayer just one more time. There is such a battle that is against this spirit of victimization. I'm going to just tell you quickly that there are words and mindsets that'll come against people that'll say that's not a real thing, that's not accurate, I have the right to do this, because it teams up with so many others. The spirit of victimization does not come upon somebody by itself. It teams up with, like, the spirit of justification, the spirit of pride. All these other things come in with it right along together. So that you have to peel away at this spirit that is holding you back and keeping you from the destination of where God wants you to go in order to get to the real root of what's happening. Well, let me just begin with a word of prayer for again. Father God, I just ask you today, again, Lord, to open up our ears so that we can hear what the Spirit says to us. And I pray that you can open our minds that we can actually hear to comprehend the complexity of this word and the diligence that is behind it. And I pray, Lord, that you would open up our hearts that we can receive and retain all that you have for us today, that we may hear it in a new and fresh manner. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And amen. So on this note, of talking about the freedom from this spirit of victimization, so many people are falling prey to being hurt, and we've given you the signs of what it's really like, and I just want to touch on them real quick in this second half, just to regroup one more time. If it's people that are attacked with this spirit of victimization, they oftentimes feel the need to justify their actions. They feel the need to complain about everything that's going on. Nothing's right for them. They want to they suffer from self-esteem and self-image problems. They feel like they need to tell their story over and over again. We've heard the same story day after day, month after year after year. They have a problem of being self-centered. It's all about them. They focus on themselves, and they're very suspicious and very defensive about everyone and everything else that comes in. But I wanted you to realize this. You may pick up on some of those and go, man, that's me. I didn't realize that I have that on me. I didn't realize that that's what's hindering me. I didn't realize that I've been stuck with this spirit of victimization on me. And maybe that's how come I'm not going where God wants me to go. Maybe that's why my prayers don't seem to go above the ceiling. That's exactly right. Just realize this, okay? And you're not the only one. Even Jesus faced all this. His disciples, we read first real quickly in the Gospel of Luke, even Jesus' disciples said, Lord, we've been wounded, we've been hurt, we've been singled out, we've been made fun of. Do you want us to call fire down from heaven to get them? And Jesus rebuked them. Shame on you. No, 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 no. That's a wrong spirit. You don't know what spirit you're of. You don't even understand that's getting on it. So many people have fallen into that. They don't realize that this is a spirit of victimization that's making them run backwards in a race that we've got to be sprinting forward to be able to accomplish and to reach our goal. Jesus said to them, though, key number one is you got to love your enemies. We found this in Luke chapter 6, verse 27 and 28. He said, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who spitefully use you. Know that. Know where you are with this. Jesus is, above all, the greatest example that this spirit of victimization tried to get on him. The whole crucifixion from the cross. The greatest victim in history. Falsely accused, lied about, crucified unjustly. This is the one who we worship and serve. This is the one that we live for because he died for us. He's the one that has all the rights to everything that you say, but I have the right to do this. Jesus had the right, but showed us differently. Don't go there. I want to read to you Luke chapter 23, verse 33 and 34. Luke chapter 23. Verse 33 and 34. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the criminals on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, when he was hanging on the cross in the midst of the greatest shame of all, in the strongest element, in the greatest punishment, the worst case of victimization that there ever was, Jesus's example of words were, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they do. Friends, when you're hurting somebody, you don't really understand what you're doing when you're hurting that person. If you're the one that is causing this, oh man, and I just hear me, please. If you're the bully, you've got to stop that. If you're the one causing the pain, you got to stop that. If you're the one that thinks, no, I'm right all the time and they need to be punished for this, you have a spirit of victimization on you too. It's stuck on you. Where's the root? Where'd it come from? You got to get past it. You got to get beyond it. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. This is the best example for us. This is the greatest way to get out from under the spirit of victimization. How do you get away from it? How do you break it off? Jesus gave you the first clue. Here it is. Forgiveness is your key. Forgiveness is the greatest key. Forgiveness opens the door. It unlocks the gate. It unlocks the chains. It unlocks the bondage. It unlocks the yoke. Whatever word you want to use that you feel like you're under, it unlocks the cage that has gripped you in this spirit of victimization. If you want to move forward, first of all, you have to forgive. Forgive those who hurt you. When you forgive them, it doesn't mean that what they did to you was right. It doesn't mean that what they did was okay. I'm not approving that. I'm just telling you the way to get out from under the spirit of victimization. Forgive them that hurt you. Forgive them. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they did. There's many times that somebody's going to say something to you and it hurts you and you walk away and say, I'm never talking to them again. And they have no idea that they even hurt you or offended you. And it's you that's going to live in that under that spirit of victimization, not them. Forgive them and move on. Forgive those who hurt you. It doesn't mean that it wasn't a big deal. It doesn't mean that it wasn't effective to you. Forgiving them isn't forgetting them. Forgiving them is what Jesus said to do. And if you forgive them, and if you have to forgive them 7 times 70 all day long, forgive them, forgive them, forgive them, really forgive them. Don't just say it because I'm telling you to do it. Don't just say it because a pastor says to do it. Don't just say it because a therapist said, well, what you really need to do is forgive them and move on. No, Get it down deep inside of your heart. There's a spirit of victimization that is trapping you and holds you back from the purpose that God has set before you. There's a spirit of victimization that has encaged you, entrapped you, and is weighting you down, got heavy weights on you and keeping you from the destination of where God truly wants you to be. Here's the secret to get out. Forgive. Forgive those. Forgive those who hurt you. It doesn't mean that the trust and the relationship are going to be automatically completely restored and you can instantly move on. No, forgiveness doesn't do that. Forgiveness unlocks the bondage of victimization. Forgiveness unlocks that spirit that is holding you back. It's not doing anything right now between the person that hurts you or the people that hurt you or the thing that hurts you. We're not dealing with that. We're dealing with you. Mm-hmm. You're the one trapped under the spirit of victimization, not them. Stop focusing on them. Get away from that mindset of revenge. Get away from that mindset of wanting to get even. Get away from that mindsetting of wanting to call fire down from heaven on them. Don't do that. You don't know that spirit that's in you. Get away from it. Break it off. Forgiving them who hurt you, it doesn't release you from carrying the bitterness. That you got to understand that. Forgiveness doesn't automatically wipe your heart clean so that there's no bitterness inside of there. That takes time. Mm-hmm. That takes talking to the Lord. That takes prayer. That takes love. That takes patience. There's a working element that's right here. But what it does do, it unlocks that cage of spirit of victimization so that you can get out from under it, so that you can. It starts with forgiveness. Forgiving those who hurt you, it releases you from the pain of the past. That's it. When you start forgiving, you are released from the pain that they caused. You're released from the pain that caused, that action caused, that event caused. Brother Kevin, you're talking like this is some little thing, somebody's little words, but you don't understand. And I'm just, folks, this deals with all things.
Come on.
This deals with every emotional element. This is the first step of healing in rape victims. This is the first healing process of social disturbance, racial disorder. On and on it goes. Deep, hard, hurting, wounded things. The spirit of victimization wants you to feel like you are a victim forever. And you don't have to remain a victim forever. You can unlock that spirit of victimization. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't erase anything. It doesn't stop anything, but it releases you so that you don't have to be bound by the past. You can get away from it. Here we go. Let's analyze this just for a minute. I'm going to give you some additional steps that'll bring the freedom from the spirit of victimization. First of all, if you have to say, why me, why me, why me, stop it. Come on. You got to stop it. It's not just you. It's not just you. Why you? The answer for that is because God's got something so great for you that the devil tries to steal it. The Gospel of John tells us over and over again, we love to say this verse of Scripture, John 10:10, for the thief, the enemy, the devil, the spirit of victimization wants to steal, kill, and destroy you because you're chosen of God. You're a royal priesthood. You're a particular people. You're chosen by God. Why? Because Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. But why me? Why am I suffering and I don't have life abundantly? Why me? Why did I have all this stuff happen to me? Why me? Why is all this piled on me? Why me? Why can't I get along like them? Why can't I have that? Why can't I do this? Why me? Because you're stuck in a spirit of victimization. Get out from under it. unlock it, realize what it was that caused that event, identify it one more time, and forgive. Forgive, 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 forgive. Seven times. Forgive, 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 forgive. Seven times, 70. Forgive. Oh, I'm not doing it 70 times. Forgive. Forgive. That's the number one key that unlocks it. But you have to have these other elements too. So let me add second key. You must realize that God loves you no matter what, in spite of what happened. My heart breaks right now because of who I'm thinking about. In spite of what happened, God loves you. As bad as it was, as horrible as it was, as much as I wish like ever it would have never happened, God loves you. Realize that. Get that deep down inside of you. Third key, take responsibility for your own life. Take responsibility of who you are. Stop blaming others. Forgive others. Stop speaking negatively inside of you. Key number one, forgive. Key number two, realize. Key number three, stop blaming. Key number four, stop speaking negative. Okay? Let me give you a scripture for stop speaking negative. Mark this one down, highlight it in your Bible, get it over on your app, print it out, make it your face page, unlock things. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not what you think. They're not in your ability. They're not with your control. They're not carnal. They're not designed by you. They're not designed by man. They're not fit for man. Man can't handle what you're about to use. The weapons of this warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God. God's mighty hand on them. They're mighty to pull down strongholds, to cast down arguments, to cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That would be pride of life. And it casts down and it brings every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Put this in your mind. Listen to me. I want to be obedient to Christ. I am not going to have a knowledge to think that I am stronger than who God is. These are mighty in God. God can pull it down. I can't. God's going to do it, not me. God's going to take care of this, not me. God's going to have the revenge. God's going to get even. God's going to put the task on people, not me. I let God do it. It's His judgment. So we start working with God. We start doing the things that God wants us to do. This is a key element to it. What have I named so far? Number one, forgiveness, right? Number two, realize. Number three, take that responsibility. Stop blaming. Stop speaking negative. And four, start working with God. It's funny. Stop, 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 start. Come on. Stop, 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 start. How come Jesus tells us over and over again, stop that, stop that, stop that, stop that? People get so upset about the Ten Commandments because they're written in King James. And in King James, they say, do not. Do not. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. Stop, stop, stop. And then he says, do this. God is working to bring freedom into your life. Work with him. Let freedom come into your life. Unlock that cage of the spirit of victimization. Stop saying why me and work with the freedom that God has for you. Work to bring restoration into your life among those that are around you. Restore your life first in between you and God, and then the other ones will restore around you. But if you don't have the restoration in between you and God, you can stop trying to work on the restorations between you and those around you. Get everything right with God. God will get everything right with others. You got to get that principle. That's a biblical, spiritual principle in your head. Get it in there. God is working to bring you into your future, into your destiny. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. My goodness, this keeps going. This is a 2-hour message, and I ought to just keep rolling with it. I'll give you real quickly right here. in the Gospel of Mark chapter 10 is the story of blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus had the right to sit with his back against the wall and remain a beggar. He had a beggar's robe on. It was given to him by the kingship of that day, of that time, of that land. As long as he wore the robe, he could sit at the gate and beg. He could sit against the wall and beg. He could sit at the temple gate and beg. He had the right to beg. He was a proven beggar. He was blind, and it was the only way he could eat. And so the king said, I don't want you to die. Wear the robe. You can receive the right to beg wherever you want to beg. And if anybody mistreats you, all you got to do is find somebody that can report that person that's mistreating you, and we'll send them out to the city of refuge, and they've got to spend their time out away from the city. I mean, Bartimaeus had the right to beg. But when he heard about Jesus, he said, I recognize this man at being far greater than anybody else I know. This is the Son of David. This is the Messiah. And you know what Bartimaeus did? He stood up, called on Jesus, and he laid aside the weight that so easily beset him. He said, I surrender what has been put on me. I surrender what has been given me, and I push forward to what Jesus wants me to have. And when he got to Jesus, Jesus asked him a simple question. What do you want me to do for you? Is Jesus asking you that question today? You're saturated with this spirit of victimization. You're trapped. You're encaged with this spirit of victimization. All you can do every day through the circumstances of your daily routine life, you have to ask the question, why me? Why me? Why am I facing this drama? Why has this robe of begging been put on me? I'm challenging you today, don't be a beggar anymore. Be a believer in what Jesus can do for you. Lay aside that weight and trust in the Lord. Use the keys to get out from underneath it. Use the keys to unlock it. Forgive. Realize what God's doing for you. Push forward for God. Stop speaking negative in your life. Get to work for the things that God has for you. Let me pray in conclusion today. My prayer is this for you. Father God, I come before you and I ask, dear Jesus, please set the people free from this spirit of victimization. Lord, let them unlock the traps that has so easily beset them. Help them, Lord, to forgive when it seems impossible to forgive for such a hurting offense. But help them, Lord, to forgive and unlock that trap. And then teach them, Lord, your ways. Teach them to rely on your word and to rely on your ways. I pray this and ask this in your precious name, the powerful name above all names. No longer will they be beggars, but they will be believers in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from Miss Neva Pyatt, and from Pastor Kevin Akins, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
God bless.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.